What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of 14 years, boyfriend of like 17. He's the other host of this podcast. Tell him who you are,
baby. What's happening, family? I am Marcus Tanksley, the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. Appreciate it. Thank you for doing the right thing, finally.
Yes. If you are not a regular listener of this podcast, or if this is your first time listening, what's up? Welcome. We are so glad to have you. This is a podcast me and my husband do every single Wednesday. And we discussed so many things. Like last week,
your boy was prepared. We had a deep conversation.
He is all over the place now. What are you doing?
The light's too hot.
Why did you do this before?
Because I didn't see you. You was rushing, pal.
Oh,
perfect.
Oh, my gosh. If you are listening, you could also watch this on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, and you would see why I'm getting frustrated at my husband rolling around this office. But last week, my husband pulled topics off the top of his head based off of his feelings. And we talked about compromise. And it really had more to do with him not liking that I didn't like the way he had set up the furniture and that I wanted to set up our new living room furniture differently.
In a jacked up way.
And what's great is that after the podcast, our Patreon members, our immediate family is what we call them, Tanks Riders, Angel Wings, them heifers, they got to go on a live with us and actually see our furniture set up.
And saw that I was right.
And see why we were disagreeing. So if you want to be able to have BTS of the craziness that is this going to cause an argument?
That's behind the scenes for those who don't know that out there like me.
Jesus help us. You can join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Mm-hmm. We also want to give a huge shout out to our three sponsors of the day. Our sponsors are companies and businesses that decide to partner with us that allow us to be able to do this podcast, that allow us to be able to be paid, to be able to bring you this entertainment. So, baby, who are our three sponsors?
Our sponsors are Magic Spoon, HelloFresh, and Apostrophe. Thank you for sponsoring us, and we will tell you more about them later on in the show.
Now, I saw just there in a second ago that you were trying to, because a word came out of my mouth.
No, I thought you were trying to say Magic Spoon, and when I saw you struggle through the word that you did, I thought you were still there. Then I was like, oh, no, she's not saying that.
Okay, I was like, I mean, are we going to play those games?
No. You mess up enough.
As you.
I know I do. I'm expected to. But Angel.
What? Is expected to mess up too?
No, you ain't.
Do you think I look cute today?
You look really nice.
I have to sometimes tell my husband to tell me.
I like the look, like the braids you put over here.
I didn't do what Nina did.
Did she?
Didn't she do a nice job? Too bad it's coming out, but.
Why didn't she do that, just that whole side?
Because I have a little bald spot back there.
Ah, well.
So we had to stop where we were, and then we wanted to get breakfast. I have to sometimes tell my husband, as you all might not know, or you might know, my love language is what, baby?
Words of affirmation. And I forget to give her words of affirmation all the time. I be thanking it. Because I bring it up like 3 weeks later. Yeah, you remember when you wore the little orange and black thing? That was fire. You was looking real great in that. Why did you tell me when you seen me?
Listen, he don't usually tell me then either. I have to be like, hey, because I am purposefully dressing up for his delight.
That's what she says. That's what she says.
especially because I'm on the road. I'll be trying to look cute for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
See how she always coming for me? See, but then she draws me into doing things she knows. I don't like public affection.
What's wrong with public affection? I'm not asking you to have sex with me in public, even though that would be kind of hot. But...
only for the ones that hear about it. Nobody wants to see us.
Give me my kids. Thank you.
That's ridiculous.
You would think that I am his annoying girlfriend.
You are.
Why? Okay,
girl, come on with this show.
I'm just not going to love you as much as I do. I'm just not going to love you As much as I love
That's
you.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
I'll crank that bad boy
That's
down.
What I'm trying to get to so we can get to that other step that you was talking about. Yeah, I told you. I said, I just got to make you love me less then. It's working. Boy.
Oh, I wish I could tell y'all that inside joke. But anyways, we start off our podcast with one of two segments. We choose each podcast. One option is Tanksley Pride. That is stories about our four boys that we have. Or we do In My Feelings. And that is where we let our listeners know what's either got us feeling good and what's feeling got us in our feelings. Like, feeling some type of way. So since we did Tanksley Pride last week, I feel like we should jump into In My Feelings. Because a lot of things have been going on this week that could have somebody in their feelings. We talked about this a little bit on my other podcast, Here's the Thing with Kevin. But these something that's got me feeling some type of way are all these recent drug-related deaths that are happening to black folk. That is, a lot of it is due to cocaine laced with fentanyl. And the reason why it's got me feeling some type of way is that obviously we never know when our time is going to come. Right. Like, that's not something that any of us know. But when you hear about people dying of something that was truly, truly preventable, it really does something to me, especially when they're young, especially when they're in their 30s, they're in their 50s. It's just like, it's just a shame. And I understand that addiction is not something that you can just snap your fingers and no longer have.
Right.
It is a lifetime journey, right? But it does, it just pains me when, it just pains me when you just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to put, it's hard for me to put words to it, but like, so there was comedian Fu, who I did not know personally, who died along with two other comedians due to cocaine use. Due
so there were a total of four.
Yeah, the girl, there. The girl is in critical condition.
I thought it was three and two of them passed, but it was four and three of them passed?
I do believe so.
God dang.
Yeah, I do believe so. And and then obviously the actor Michael, having him pass away.
Yeah.
And you really be thinking, and this is what this is what's crazy. You be thinking these wealthier people, not to say that he was like somebody just rolling in money, but you realize him being on television, he made a certain amount of money. You would think, and not this is I also have to keep reminding myself, I don't know fully what happened. It's still assumed that it was either an overdose or in the same type of situation as the comedians. But you would think when a person has a certain amount of money or what have you, that like they would have more control over the substance. Like they're not, they don't
just
have
more of a, just a recreational, let me do this every now and then versus being, having to be dependent on it.
And
on the outside looking in.
Right, right. That's what you assume, that like because they're having to function, or if his was laced like these the comedians, that like he that I would think if you're a celebrity, you have a certain person you go to that you trust where you don't have to worry about them giving you no cheap stuff. That they're going to give you the high quality because you can pay the high quality number payment. So long story short, is what it all boils down to is that these drugs and the stuff that people are having to take to either escape the reality that they're in, because typically I feel like that's what people are using drugs. I even when it comes to alcohol, I think people usually have alcohol
to relax. Let me chill out.
Yeah, they want to feel differently than what they feel without the alcohol. It's just like this stuff that is manufactured in people's houses or manufactured in places that are not regulated, you can't do it. You just, it's just not something worth risking. Like,
yeah, if somebody's putting something together, you know, particularly illegal, it ain't no, it is nothing, what's the word, to hold them to the rules of how it should be done.
Right, right, right.
Or what you're getting isn't consistent. Just because, you know, you did whatever last week, you don't mean you're going to have the same chemical mix this week.
Right. And that's why I recently actually had a talk with a friend who I know does a certain drug recreationally, not cocaine. But I was like, you should really talk to a therapist if you feel like you need some sort of drug to feel a certain way so that you can be on a prescriptive regulated drug so that you don't have to worry about somebody lacing it with something because you're buying it at a pharmacy where they have to, by law, only get their, you know, drugs from a certain place. I was like, I can't tell you why I would opt out of doing drugs altogether. Well, I can't say that and not also acknowledge the fact that I like to drink alcohol like before a show or on the weekends to chill out. So I'm like, if you're feeling like I got to use something, talk to a therapist and see how they can help you through that. And if it's really that you have an anxiety problem and you need something to help with that, have them give you something that is more regulated. So anyways, it is definitely, as one of our Patreon members just said, drugs are always a gamble. Or you don't know how your body will react to it. And it's definitely a gamble when there's no regulation on who's making it and what they use. So, I don't know. That's got me and my feelings in a bad way because it's just like, I mean, the dude, not to say that talent makes your life more worthy of living than anyone else. But he is
extremely talented.
He was so very talented. He was just becoming very much so a cornerstone when it came to black cinema, of somebody that, when you know how people feel like if Denzel's gonna be on the screen, it's gonna be a good script, he was one of those people, if he came up on the screen, you knew it was gonna be a good character, you knew it was gonna be a really great, like, the ride that he took you on with that character was gonna be amazing. So I just feel bad about that because I'm just like, wow, these are so, we fighting racism, drug use too, like, come on, man.
Fighting racism and salt.
salt
just killing regular ass black people left and right.
It's just,
and you gotta add that. I mean, they're not a sponsor this week, so I'll go ahead and say it. I think I'm gonna make it a post today. I just feel like therapy should be, by law, therapy should be free for black people in America.
Mm-hmm.
By law. That's the least this country owes us, black people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, for real.
Yeah. 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 Because it be something. It be something. Okay, so what's got you in your feelings?
Other than the house, I really can't think of it. Like, it's a lot. I mean, we got a lot going on.
I know what people would say that have been watching these vlogs.
These kids?
Oh, no, what then had you in your feelings?
The blinds?
Listen,
man.
That was the comment. I posted two vlogs back to back. I posted one late last night and I posted one this morning. And they said, as soon as they saw your face on the second vlog, they were like, he about to talk about these blinds.
It ain't even the blinds, it's Lowe's. Lowe's.
No, it's a, you didn't tell them.
Bella Reese can kiss my entire ass, sugar.
No. It is the blinds, because prior to y'all just came into this blind conversation in these last two or three vlogs. Y'all didn't know that a month prior to that.
Oh yeah, actually more than a month, wasn't it?
He bought all these blinds that weren't gonna work. He bought blinds for the baby's room.
No, I just bought two sets. I bought two blinds.
Yeah, one for the baby room. Yeah. I bought two for downstairs.
Nah, just one.
He bought blinds for the baby's room. We let them down. They stop
three quarters of the way down. We go pull it. It's like, and it stops. I was like, what the hell just happened? And this is what Brian did. We was trying to cover that window.
Right. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm talking about fresh. So I was like, Really? So I said, maybe the windows downstairs are shorter. No, they're not.
He bought all two short blinds.
It was just two, though.
Yes, the
versus two. The 12 that I bought for downstairs and, well, the 9 more for upstairs this time around. But yeah, these blinds, man, I end up, so for y'all that don't know, you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot, you can buy blinds, and you give them the measurement of your window, whether it's going to be mounted on the outside of the window or the inside of the frame. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to put that measurement in, and they're supposed to put it in the machine, and the machine cuts the blinds to exactly what you need. Well, that machine is a piece of crap. Like a huge piece of crap. Uh-huh. And it was so frustrating. I had to take a break and get me some Magic Spoon before I finished this whole setup of these blinds.
You better have a good transition, babe.
Hey! Check out your boy!
Check out your boy. Y'all, you know we love cereal in this household because it's so quick. It's so indulgent. And it tastes so good. However, as you all know, we are grown people over here. And we don't be liking to put a bunch of mess in our bodies that shouldn't be there. And that is why we love Magic Spoon, because it gives us that guilt-free indulgency that we want with our bowl of cereal. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And you can build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. I just want you all to know that cookies and cream and maple waffle, at one point in time, they were just like this like seasonal limited time. They are now permanent flavors. When those flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. So you can get these flavors again or try them for the first time, and they're delicious and indulgent. I love a good frosted as a late midnight snack if I'm up editing. Just get a little crunch on a munch, especially because it'd be low points, you know what I'm saying? A little calorie. So this is what we want you to do. Go to magicspoon.com/argue to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code argue at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/argue.
Argue.
And use the code argue to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Magic Spoon.
So, yes.
But so I got these blinds, y'all. 12. This is the first go-round. I guess first and a half. So I measured out every window, wrote the measurement down beside the window, put blue tape on the wall, wrote it down, numbered each window, 1 all the way to 12. Put the notes in my phone, double checked everything, went to Lowe's, gave them, you know, some of them were the exact, because when you go buy blinds, you can, the measurement that, let's say it's like a 34 inch blind wide, it's actually 33 and a half, because they account for the interior of it going on the inside of a window.
Right.
So you could go there and have them cut it. They're supposed to, you know, put the measurement in, and it cuts it down to exactly what you need. So out of the 12, I needed 6 cut. Out of those 6, 3 of them were the same exact size. Out of the 6 that they cut, 4 were wrong.
Marcus was hot.
I'm talking, actually, before I figured out that the measurements was wrong, I go to open up the first one. So, you know, the blinds are held up by brackets. There has to be a left and a right. Mm-hmm. Has to be. Because it has a little door gate that opens to slide it in so you can lock it in place. Go to open the first one. Get everything done. I rip down the old stuff. Clean everything up. Go to put that one up. I get the brackets out to screw them to the frame. I got 2 right-hand brackets. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, baby.
Two right-hand brackets.
That baby was mad.
So then I'm like, let me go to the next window. I'll go swap out the brackets later. Let me at least get the rest of these up. I go to the next window, cut wrong. So I was like, I'm going to be pissed if I don't get it. So I finally went to the third window, and that was okay. So I went ahead and put that one up, because I know when you saw it, it was only one blind up.
Yeah.
So I went, took everything back to Lowe's. I went and opened up all the boxes, looked at all the brackets to see which ones was off, went and checked all the measurements, marked them, took them back. So, and I let them know, customer service, all right, this is the issue I got. It was like, oh, go back to the blinds thing, and, you know, they'll help you out. I'm like, all right, so take everything over there. This is what dude tells me. He says, okay, so we can go ahead and try to cut, you know, the other blinds, but the wrong bracket. I don't know what to do with that one. I don't know what to tell you. I said, oh, don't worry. I know what to do. Don't you worry about that part.
You already know what he did.
Oh, you already know what I did. Got me the right goddamn bracket.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
So then he was like, so what measurements are your windows? I said, no, we're not doing that again. I said, I done been here and I done this. We're not doing that because you all's machine is crap. I said, these three are supposed to be all the same cut. They all different. It's supposed to be 33 3/4. I don't know what the machine did, but ain't none of these 33 3/4. Long story short, he ended up making something work. That was just downstairs. I get upstairs, go measure everything out. This time it's a lady. She comes over. She was like, so what measurements? What's your window? I said, no, we're not doing that. I said, what we going to do is we're going to measure this out. But I didn't take my tape measure. Believe it or not, that goddamn tape measure was wrong. Because I confirmed everything before walking up out of there. It's like, I ain't coming back. Long story short, I ended up making them open the machine, letting me see the blade that cuts the blinds, and bought my own goddamn blade. I should return the blade.
Oh,
that's how petty I want to be. I know, I really could. I made them do that. And I told her, I said, I'm having to cut my own blinds because y'all don't know what y'all doing. And y'all's machine is jacked up.
But you cut the heck out of them blinds, babe.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. I was watching when I was editing. I said, okay. You know what he's doing.
That's type of stuff Angel don't be sticking around for. She just looks at the finished product. She be taking advantage of me.
Yes. Yes.
Not in the right ways.
I take advantage of you in all the right ways.
Mm-mm.
All of them.
No, I want to be slightly offended.
You want to be slightly offended?
The way you take advantage, I'm just annoyed.
Oh, I can offend you. I can offend you.
So yeah. That had me in my feelings. They up now. They ain't got me in my feelings no more.
Oh, my goodness. What's got you feeling good?
You go, what's got you feeling good?
Ooh. You?
Yeah, I do.
No, you do. You got me feeling good. We, like I said, have been navigating this tour. And trying to make sure that we're giving each other time and make sure that I am able to tag in when I get here for these kids, but also making sure that I can maintain all the work that I'm doing so that our bills can continue to be paid and all that stuff. So I feel like with 4 more months or 3.5 months left of the tour, that we're finally getting into a stride that doesn't feel as like
yeah, because this is different from anything we've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually if Angel's out of town for work, she's out of town for a certain amount of time and she's back and done. If I'm out of town for work, same thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of town and then it's done and I'm back, to where this is like, no, same thing's gonna happen this week and next week and the week after.
But did you know this week, mm-hmm, I don't leave until,
yeah,
what?
Friday.
Guess when I come back?
Sunday.
How you know? From the text messages? That just,
yeah, I'm in the same room you are.
Right, but did that not make you happy when you realized,
yeah,
it? Why you not tell me?
Because I was upstairs when I came down here when we started the podcast.
But you could have texted me and been like, oh, so you only gone for 2 days.
Oh. So you only gone for 2 days?
See, things that, listen, this is what's frustrating.
Y'all see the things that both get to us and we both do it.
Listen. This is what be frustrating me about this one right here. He wants me to be excited to see him. He wants me to basically be like a, just, an adorable little lap dog when I come in the, back into town. Just want to be by his feet and just be in his presence. Just smell him.
That's she what wants to want. Be an adorable little lap dog because she just wants to get stroked.
So when things happen that allow me to be here longer, and I'm just like, oh, this is going to be such a great surprise. He's going to be so like, I'm mad that I'm now realizing that all that text allows you to know. Because I was like,
why?
Because yeah. I was hoping that you were going to be like on Thursday. Okay, so what time I got to have you at Kev's? And I was going to be like,
not until tomorrow.
Not until tomorrow.
It's literally the text thread is with me, Angel, Melissa, Kev, and Josh, where we talked about all this, and I responded in the thread.
You said you're like, walking in all late. That's what I forgot, that you read everything. But still, be excited.
I am excited.
Let me tell you.
This is me excited. She knows it.
Let me tell you what I used to do for him. And if you can't tell how much of a blessing it is that I would do that and that you can't reciprocate, makes me want to punch you.
What?
When Marcus would show up surprising me anywhere, it could be for lunch, it could be to work, it could be any of those things. How do I usually respond?
You respond like you're excited. Except for the last time I done it.
Because I thought something bad.
Literally, I walk around the corner and she says I list at work and she's Angel's like, what are you doing here?
You took the tone differently.
Everybody took it differently.
No, you took the tone different than what I wasn't irritated. I thought something was wrong.
Yeah, but that was the tone. That's the way the tone sounded.
Well, I was really like,
I was like, yo, black heifer?
I think it was right after that whole wanted sign and everything. So I was like, oh God, what is getting ready to happen? I didn't know what was happening. But you'll never give me that.
When?
With little surprises like that.
I do.
What do you think you do?
What surprises you give me?
When I show up, when I could be somewhere longer, what do you usually give me? What type of, like, energy?
I don't know. When's the last time you was able to surprise me at work? How long ago was that? The twins wasn't even born.
He don't like me to come. He didn't like me coming
y'all,
to his
job.
Yeah,
let me tell you what would happen.
He didn't like me coming
let
to
me
his
tell
job.
You, I'm going
to
tell you exactly why. Angel would be going. It was one time. This is usually many because Angel would just show up any old way. Did you not?
Yeah.
Angel would show up any old way. Here I am around professionals, everybody dressed up professionally. Angel, if she was at home lounging, she would show up in her pajamas. And I'm like, what? No, stay in the car. What are you doing?
A lot of times I showed up in my workout gear.
Alrighty, but Angel's workout gear wasn't leggings and a workout shirt at the time. Angel's workout gear was just some sweatpants that she painted the house in.
Yes.
Okay, alright. Pajamas.
But it was never pajamas. It would be workout clothes.
Would you not wear them as pajamas?
No.
Anyway, some ill-fitting sweatpants, hose painted on. Shoes the same way. Angel looked like she was a laborer for a general contractor at the time. She would show up to work. But and I'm like, okay, let's go to lunch. It was one time she showed up. She was just got out of an audition to be a prostitute. Mm-hmm. And she was dressed for the part.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm like, what are you doing?
But it wouldn't have mattered how you showed up to surprise me.
You wouldn't know because I never showed up looking raggedy or inappropriate.
If you came with
you can say that.
And I'm telling you, you already know how I get excited about half the stuff you wear. You already know.
We don't have this as an example, so.
It doesn't matter.
I have examples.
You know what it would be.
I don't care what you say.
I would be crunk.
That's what you say.
You don't always be freshly shaven.
You like me when I ain't freshly shaved.
No, actually, I prefer you freshly shaved.
You don't mind me freshly shaved. I'd be like, I need
I
to shave.
I don't mind you anyway. As long as you're there, that's what you're missing.
Around her professionals. Angel, these are my work people.
What is that? How you behave is one thing. How you look, you're going to be fine however you show up. You gonna be fine.
Anyway, so yes, I would be a little skeptical of Angel. And I know if y'all can vouch for me out there, don't y'all dare jump on Angel's side. If your husband or your wife showed up, looked like she'd been cutting the grass and killing garden snakes.
To spend time with you.
Spend it when I get home. That's how you gonna show up.
You know what? You making me not love you more, but you ain't getting what you want.
No, I'm okay.
You ain't getting. You just ain't gonna be loved.
You know what? You know what, Marcus? I don't love you that much.
No, I'll be like, whatever.
Anyway, that ain't the case now.
Anyway, you still ain't getting excited, but that's all right. I'm excited about HelloFresh because they are the sponsors of today's episode. Pim, 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 pim. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Okay, y'all. The fall is busy, honey. Everybody's kids is back in school. People are making, you got to go back into the office now. It's a lot, but HelloFresh recipes save you time you otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping so you can get back to what matters. I truly am. We just got a new stove.
Hey.
I am so excited to get back to.
I turned it on just to get the new smell off of it.
Oh, so excited. I'm so excited to get back to cooking meals at home. But what I don't have is the extra time. So that is why HelloFresh is going to be integral in us getting back to cooking and eating as a family and also making it easier for Marcus when I'm on the road and he's got to cook for all the kids and himself. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to calorie smart choices to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Now, let me tell you, HelloFresh, I really feel, is one of the best things that you can invest in, especially if you're someone who finds themselves eating out a lot or if you're a person who is really busy. I just feel like it takes so much of the guesswork out. They give you all the ingredients that you need, but you can also doctor the stuff up if you want to. Yeah. Like if you're somebody that likes spicy stuff, you can just add a little sriracha to stuff. So you can still personalize it. You can still personalize it and make it your own. But
let me tell you how good these meals are.
Tell them, baby.
I complimented Angel one time on HelloFresh meal that she made. She wrote and said thank you and wrote that lie for about 2 weeks before I realized that was HelloFresh.
That was HelloFresh. It was not my recipe. But that's all right. It was my recipe that day. HelloFresh. So this is what we want you to do. Go to
Fresh.
Go to HelloFresh.com/argue14.
Argue14.
And use code argue14.
Argue14.
To up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/argue14.
Argue14.
And use code argue14.
Argue14.
For up to 14 free meals. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right, guys. So, you tell me what's got you feeling good.
Them ovens. We got the ovens in, y'all.
Y'all ain't gonna hear random beeping in the background no more.
Yeah, beep. Somebody's like, why don't y'all put a battery? It ain't the smoke detector.
This is our oven.
It's our oven. I finally shut the breaker off so it stopped doing that. But y'all, we got ovens in. We can cook complete full meals now. We don't. Mm-hmm. I don't feel limited anymore. Because we just working with the skillets and the microwave and the grill occasionally, but that's got me feeling good. Don't we got an organizer coming this week?
Tomorrow
we got an organizer coming. That's got me feeling extraordinary. Hope she lives up to the price tag.
So what we have to pay her, but yeah, she's coming to organize everything but the office. But I will give her the office if she's killing it out there.
Do I need to order a dumpster?
Maybe. Let's talk about it when she gets here and we can figure it out because it don't take them that long to deliver one.
Nah, they know me. We on first name basis.
Come on now. Yeah.
Hey, Marcus. That's how many dumpsters I'll be ordering, y'all. But that's got me.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say something about the organizer. So I'm using a black woman who has an organizing business, someone who follows me on Instagram and maybe on YouTube heard me saying, I need an organizer. I knew one other black organizer, but we were ships passing in the night. So I hit up this woman and hired her. So hopefully she's good. I hope so.
Yeah, she gonna hear about it if she ain't.
Oh my God. You understand? She's going to hear about it.
Cause it's money. But that's got me feeling good, y'all. I don't even want to say it yet because I ain't heard back from the dude.
We'll tell that to Patreon, yeah. After the episode, a little bit of news.
And this stuff is, I feel like things are finally starting to get into motion. Oh, tomorrow's Wednesday. All right. Got to talk to Vinny. That's when I'm back up with Vinny. And you need to be there so you can't be disappointed.
My gosh, I got stuff to do, so we'll see what time. Yes, I do. I got meetings, big meetings.
Me too.
Okay, then you handle your.
Well, all right, then you do it. but that's got me feeling good, y'all. Just in general, everything's great.
Okay, so I'm excited.
About what?
The topic of the day.
Hey. Now that we can move on from that, both in our feelings, that's got you. Did you say what you guys been feeling good?
Yes, baby.
What was it?
You. Are you prolonging
this? No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how to transition into the topic.
Go ahead.
All right, for today's topic, we are going to be talking about what are you doing today that you never saw yourself doing?
Hey, good topic suggestion.
I know.
It's really good when you are prepared. Ooh.
So for example, here I can ramble out probably three really quick things. One, I never saw myself living outside of Kentucky.
Is that because none of your family ever did, or is that because you were so in love with Kentucky that?
I loved Kentucky. I knew it in and out. I didn't have any family there. I'm a very family oriented person. I'm really close to my family, both immediate and extended.
Do you feel like, when you say Kentucky, you mean Kentucky or do you mean Lexington?
I mean Kentucky. Like, I saw myself living outside of Lexington where I was born and raised. Like, no telling. That aspect, I could see, you know, it would expand out past that. Or maybe even somewhere close. Like, even if it was in another state, probably no further than Atlanta, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. That's a huge one for me. Two, I never saw myself getting into any type of social media.
Once it became a thing, it just wasn't.
Once it became a thing, even after it was popular, I'm like.
It took him forever to get a Facebook. It took him forever to get Instagram. He's only had Instagram for 3 years?
The only reason I got Facebook is I had a phone that got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only way I could figure out how to get most of my contacts back. I got on there and my post was literally, this is Marcus Tanksley, lost my phone, shoot me a number. If you know me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of responses. It's like, all right, that worked. But that was, what was that? I think Lil Marcus was already born.
Oh, Lil
Marcus was like three or four, something like that.
I was like, I was like, why did my husband, I was feeling some type of way. Because Marcus was very adamant.
I'm like, to keep in contact with who? I got a phone that can call me.
I don't want to do all that. And then when I all of a sudden saw this man had a
phone. She didn't know. She was like, what, you on Facebook? I'm like, yeah.
Because let me see. Let me tell you, there was some comfort in knowing at that time, and still now, you know, Facebook was a breeding ground for infidelity, and maybe not like sex. But like people having emotional infidelity, like having conversations with people that wasn't their significant others that they should have been having with their significant others and just becoming emotionally attached to folks.
What you doing on that end?
All of that. Like, it's great. No. Just like,
glad I finally got on there.
Now, see, if you would have said it, you would have bust out laughing. You going to sit there and hold a straight face. You get on my nerves. Anyway.
What? I said I finally got on there for that reason, too.
I know, but I'm saying you would have laughed at my joke. You would have laughed at your joke, excuse me, anyways.
You meant it, though.
No, I'm not. Anyways, so I was just like, that's something I ain't got to worry about. Not that I'm worried about it now, but it was nice to not have that. I was like, if Marcus is going to cheat, he's going to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about these new ways.
Drive to the speakeasy. and meet Esther.
So when Marcus got on there and didn't tell me, I was really like, now, sir, now, why didn't you say nothing? When somebody was like, I was trying to see how long, I was going to your Facebook to see how long you've been on Facebook. They usually tell you how long you've been a user.
Yeah, usually you can see it on other people's, member since, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, for some reason I don't see it on yours, is what I'm saying. Anyways, I was definitely like, now wait a minute, sir. You need to, But then Instagram didn't come and tell Kevin like, made up that tag.
Yeah, Kevin, my name is Marcus on the gram in spite of Kevin. Like, literally, we went to do their podcast, The Love Hour, and they were going, at the very end of the episode, they're going down through the tags, and they was like, you know, tell me where they can find you. I was like, y'all can find me, you know, in traffic or whatever. He's like, you don't have an Instagram? You don't have a Twitter? I'm like, no. So on the episode, he put Marcus ain't on the gram. And I was like,
boom.
Make it my name.
Because it's still, I mean, he's slowly but surely pushing past that being the truth.
You don't push past it. I'm on there.
You,
I ain't 9 posts a day, but I'm on there.
You still doing posts a day?
Nah.
Okay.
That's some weeks I'm on, post a day, some weeks. You know?
That's all I'm saying. You are pushing, you still, it's still fitting because you're not like on there.
Yeah.
But you are, you know, you are making a splash. I'm not trying to say you're not doing anything, babe. Yeah,
you come up off it.
And so not only did you not like social media, but now.
I'm on there.
No.
I'm an influencer.
You are now influencing the people who follow you. How does that feel?
It's a unique feeling. I don't know.
Please.
I can't really put my finger on it. It's just like, what?
Because you guys also understand this might help a little bit. The way Marcus, uses social media outside of his profession is not to be influenced. It is just to further see his hobbies being performed by other people. It is truly not to be like, oh, not to say that everybody who is influenced is out there thinking, oh, what's in fashion or, oh, I need an inspiration. But a lot of people.
I'm looking at cars. Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead, baby.
No, I was going to say, I'm looking at mainly just cars and whatever random that I'm interested in. Twerking.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's seeing a lot of that. But not influenced to the point where, like, looking for recommendations. There you go. Marcus's Facebook. Oh, no. That's his business Facebook page was created in 2019.
Yeah.
His regular Facebook that none of y'all know the name of. He doesn't use his name. Was created. Well, y'all might know it. Was created a little while before then. I'm trying to think of one because you already named off.
Yeah, the business one didn't come along until the Instagram one.
I never thought that I would be raising 4 boys. Yeah. I didn't think I'd be raising boys at all.
Mm.
I really saw myself, similar to my mother, raising daughters. I saw myself raising strong women. That is what...
Monsters.
Yes. I wanted to... Not man-eaters, but let me tell you, you cross her wrong in the way she would rise up. And the only reason why I felt that is because I knew I would marry somebody that was, you know, compatible to me, that would be a good father. That was never anything that I thought I would... That was the one thing that I thought I would get right, is the spouse part. And so I just thought... Oh, man. The daughters that I raise.
Fierce.
These are the type that could be legitimately be front runners for if they wanted to be the president of the United States. That's what they would be. Or if they wanted to be a creative, they would be compared to Beyonce in their prime. You know what I'm saying? Because I got that Joe Jackson spirit, that Matthew knew spirit, to push them to that. So then to get these 4 boys, shout out to Kadeen and DeVal and Ellis. They're joining the 4
boy club. That's what I texted them. I said, we need a name for this elite group.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like, this, for the eight nuts.
Yeah. Eight testes. Yeah, shout out to them. But I just, this is something that seems so foreign at one point in time that now, even the thought, even when we had Amar, right? Even though we were going for a girl, and when I still had some hope that it might be a girl, I was like, wait a minute. How am I supposed to change her diapers? I was really like, girls got you folds and stuff, and you can't, you know, you got to make sure it stay clean so that they don't get any type of UTI. I mean, I really was like, now how does this...
How does that work?
How does that work? And then even the thought of, now how do I plan in doing their hair in the day? Where does that fit in? Hold on, let me figure this. All these things that I would have thought would have come natural to me because I have been raised by only a woman, raised with only women, are now so foreign. So foreign to me. I'm like, I know boys. I know that they need to jump off of things.
They need to climb things. They need to wrestle. They need to fight.
I know they need all of that.
They need to run till they can't.
When I hear a little girl screaming in a high-pitched voice, I literally want to grab her by her pigtails and be like, shut up. And that might be what little girls need to do. But I don't know because I can't have a little girl.
The twins, when they were younger, like they still at their running around age, but even Marcus, and anytime they get around like their the girls that were around their age, and that high pitched squeal as they running we around, both, we like, was at what were we at? And it was like six of them, and they all took off running and squealing. I was like, thank God I don't have girls. That thing, it makes your ears bleed.
Oh my God!
Sound like a bunch of AKAs just running through hysterically. Oh my God, it's so loud. It was like, I mean, it was a jumpy house or a playground or something. And I was like, what in God's name is happening?
I know a lot. Oh, even, you know, I think I would not like my husband possibly because you don't do baby talk. And I just would hate it if you did it with a girl. I'd be like, talk to her. Like she is your equal or equal to these boys.
I don't do baby talk at all.
But I could only imagine.
I pick up babies. Yeah, especially little girls. I love babies. I'm like.
No, you do. Your voice gets higher with little girls.
I mean, it gets higher with kids, period.
No, with little girls? No.
It still ain't baby talk. I talk to them like it's a grown person, though.
You be like, hey, sugar, come in. You do high-pitched with little girls.
That's because I get excited when they put their arms out there.
I know. So imagine if it was something that looked like you or me being like, daddy, your voice would be through the goddamn roof. And I probably would be like, sir, like she ain't even done nothing. She's just here. Just calm it down. What else? What's crazy is that I feel as though we got a couple seconds. What's crazy is that I feel as though I might as well go into this ad about apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, listen, we out here wearing masks. Okay, at least we should be getting all types of skin acne and stuff that we just like, where is this from? What is going on? And then people advertising products that are supposed to be the miracle product to make your skin look like a baby and all this stuff. And then you don't even know if it really works or if it is working. You just out here just rubbing your face with stones and whatnot, just trying everything. But it turns out that most skincare products don't do much. The best way to treat acne is with fewer products that are clinically proven and customized to your skin. That is why we have loved partnering with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescriptive skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a brand-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skincare goals and medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create a customized skincare treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne and they also help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. Let me tell you, this is what's fire about it. It is an actual licensed dermatologist. There are a lot of companies out here. They can't say that they have a dermatologist treating your skin because that's not what they have, right? So the fact that you're getting someone who is licensed and truly qualified to be able to look at your skin, hear your skincare goals, and then know what is actually going to work with your body is just, there's no getting past how wonderful that is. I would never tell you all, do my skincare regimen, because I know genetics and lifestyle have really played a part in why my skin is the way it is, right? So me telling you to do what I do, you're not going to get the same results. People ask me all the time for my skincare regimen. I say, you really don't want to know. But what I can definitely tell you without a shadow of a doubt that will be helpful to you is Apostrophe, because you're getting to work with a professional. We actually have a box here. Tell them about what they treat, Marcus. Tell them about the three things they treat.
I don't know what she's talking about, y'all. My bad. They treat adult acne, reduce dark spots, improve skin texture.
Yes.
Why it is important for you to hit your skincare goals.
So it's important for you to hit your skincare goals because a lot of times it can be telling. When your skin is acting a fool, it can be telling. So for me, it's always important because I want my skin to reflect a healthy woman that is happy, that is glowing. I wanted to show you all who are watching the unboxing process.
It's Fort Knox.
There you go. So, Apostrophe now has...
If you're watching...
Sorry, Apostrophe now has Scream, okay? And it is a SPF 43 that you're able to wear on your skin to protect yourself from the sun. So I just wanted to show you all that because they sent us that recently. So, yes, make sure you all check out Apostrophe today. Get your skincare goals in order. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this?
And when you use our code, is this?
Is this?
The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this?
Click begin visit, then get, then use our code, is this?
Is this?
At sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use that code, is this.
Is this.
To get your dermatology visit and save $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe. This screen is a lightweight hydrating SPF that delivers derm-approved protection designed for acne-prone skin.
Yes. So, Mark is just...
Oh, sorry.
The sunscreen is for acne-prone skin. Because a lot of times when you're acne-prone...
It's like two in one right there.
When you're acne-prone, add extra stuff to your skin. Be like, meh! Apostrophe is like, we got your back, boo.
Yeah. Okay. So, you didn't see yourself raising four boys. And now you don't know if you could even remember how to raise a girl.
Yes. So,
or deal with a girl.
What's number three on your list?
Number three was, I never saw myself retiring from my 9-to-5 before the, I would say, adequate retirement age, but not definitely not in my 30s.
In your 30s, babe.
That's insane. That's still insane to me. Like, I look at my friends, like my friend BJ, he's going to be retiring in, like, we the same age, literally, and he's going to be retiring in, like, the next 3 or 4 years, and I'm like, you already retiring? But that's because I remember him starting his career.
Right.
And it's just like, you about to retire for real, for real. Like me, I just retired because God showed me the path that I should have been on. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm extremely blessed. I was going to say lucky, but I just feel very blessed that this happened. But to think about, and when I said it, I was like, dude, that's crazy. You about to retire? And Angel was like, but you already did. I'm like, nah, that's different.
I was like, but you retired just a couple months ago, right?
So that's definitely, that blows my mind. It's something I never, I didn't think it was going to happen last year.
Even though
we said, I mean, I said it, yeah, and I was pushing for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I said it and I was pushing for it, you know, trying to figure out what all I needed to do. But like, I don't know, you say those things, it's like, well, this is going to happen. You know, I done asked for it, so I know it's going to happen. But it don't mean you're way back in the deep, in the base of your mind, is not you're truly thinking it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I did know it, and it's just like, but this actually happened. That's crazy. I don't know. It's crazy.
I'm so happy for you, though.
Thank you.
You know, this one is actually hard for me because... it's been handed down for me from my mother. I dream that everything I want is possible. So this is hard for me because I feel like I'm doing, well, let me say this. Social media wasn't a thing when I was coming up. So did I think I was going to have a career in social media? No, but I always knew that my career would be in entertaining.
Yeah, because you always knew your passion, which we've already talked about. It's like, that's
right.
Few people know their passion.
Like me moving to Los Angeles to become an actress, I wasn't nervous. I didn't think I wasn't going to start working. And I started working immediately. Like, so it's even like Brescia's a little more clear about it, and I actually love it. Because she was saying, someone was like, are you not surprised that all this stuff is happening in your life? That you're working all the time and all this stuff? She was like, no. I know I'm favored. This is what's supposed to happen. And
that's exactly how I feel. Like being in my career, constantly elevating from one position to the next, from one job to the next, it was always an elevation. The entire time, regardless of how miserable I was just miserable at a higher spot.
Right.
You know, I was miserable at this point. I was miserable at the last point, but I'm in an elevated position being miserable at this point.
Yeah.
So I always knew that I had favor and even in everything that I, you know, strive to do in one way or another. So that was the part that I'm just like, of course this is my life, but it's still like, what?
Mm.
Like even when you know when you have that favor, it's still...
Yeah.
Because it was, we'd be going to church and it, like they would be, you know, doing prophesying and everything, which I don't believe everybody has that gift.
No, they don't.
But when you see God directly talking to you, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
Like literally verbatim, like speaking to you. I'm like, this is terrifying. Like, I don't know who else done to experience this, but.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe the one thing that's possibly God. That might be like, I sometimes have to be like, is this happening? I do feel like, I don't know, because this is something I asked for, but I don't think I knew it would come in looking like this. Like I've been asking for like abundance. I've been asking to reap my harvest for a while. I've been like, okay, is it time to reap? I feel like it's time to pull these crops, Lord. Mm-hmm. So I've been asking for that for a while. So now that we're finally, like a lot of people in America, especially those of us who are not the best at budgeting, for a while, we were definitely a paycheck to paycheck family. Mm-hmm. Like where our expenses and in our income were matching up real strong. There wasn't a lot of surplus. Like Marcus had some surplus from his personal paycheck, so he was putting it into savings. But because mine was just so inconsistent. Mm-hmm. It was very much so like the Lord was, he was still being Jehovah Jireh, but he was providing the enough that we needed to stay on our feet and not have to go begging every other month for assistance from our parents. So we're finally at a place where I feel like, you know, Well, hopefully once we do these taxes, then I'll really know what's going on. But where we have a bit of a...
We about those 3 times what we made in taxes.
I'm buying that up. Where we actually have a little bit of a storehouse. Like which I have never experienced ever in my life.
Yeah.
Ever. So even though I was saying like, Lord, I've been digging ditches. I've been planting seeds. When is the crop coming? It really wasn't until the pandemic where it was just like, oh, okay, like, it was almost like, is this a fluke? Like, let me, should I pause? Should I wait? Like, what is going on? So I think, even though I can say I was asking for it, I don't know if my expectation thought it was going to come about this way or look this way. Like, I'm always constantly checking our accounts just to know where we're at.
Yeah.
To figure out, you know, how we need to navigate, how we need to move about to make sure. Because one thing, I don't want the old government nothing that I can't give them.
Yeah. That's with the whole... I'm starting to step into that too, of checking the accounts more, because before with my 9-to-5, you know, I always knew exactly what was coming in. I knew exactly what I had going out, and I could almost tell you to the cent, like how much I had. So it never was. But now it's just like, it's so many different streams and it's coming in at an inconsistent rate. So it's like, all right, where am I at right here? So when Angel would always be nervous about that, not even nervous, just like constantly checking, like, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it then, but I was just like, that wasn't a concern of mine. Even when she did get worried, I'm like, we good.
Yeah.
Like, I just got paid. I'm about to get paid again. We good.
And see, y'all see how I work, how hard I work. I was working this hard when I wasn't getting paid. So that's the reason why I was like,
that's why I was like, go teach. Go get a regular paycheck. This is ridiculous. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
I was working this hard before I was getting paid to work this hard. And so a part of me definitely knew, because I don't think I'm stupid, or maybe I am, and this stupidity finally paid off. I don't think I'm stupid. I wasn't working this hard because I thought I would always be working that hard for nothing. But I was working this hard because I knew this was what I was supposed to be doing. Yeah, you definitely always
worked for the possibility. Like, anytime I get frustrated, like, you spending too much time doing this, doing that, doing the other. Even like, you would always give that pop. Well, look, somebody could see this. Somebody could see this. You would work hard at other stuff that didn't make no sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to talk her out of doing that, doing all these yard sales and stuff. Because I ain't would do anything pulling in some money.
I love it. And I still would.
I had to break it down to her one time.
You had me selling stuff.
Because I saw people, you ain't never seen nobody be like, look at this fortune I made from a yard sale.
Yes, I saw
somebody that quit their executive corporate job to do that. That's why I was like, you need to do
this. But I was, listen, but the same thing with this. Same thing with the use of the tubes and the tubes of the use. I was about to say something that, shoot.
I was about to say something about the yard sale. I said, how much time did you spend setting this up?
I enjoyed it too, though.
And breaking this down.
I enjoyed it.
Versus how much money you made.
I enjoyed it, though.
I think she came out like, I think, what did you make, like $100? No, it wasn't even $100. It was like $25,
$30
a day. No, stop. Let's spike it up. Let's say you made $150 a day. $150 from 7 a.m. to start setting up until nightfall, which was in the summertime, which was about 9 o'clock.
I wasn't
going
to do that no way, so I made money. On a day that I wasn't supposed to make money on. Now. No, it is. It does feel like something that seemed to be escaping me for so long seems to finally. I think I might have gotten used to disappointment, though. So finally not living in a place of being disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something that I am a person that can become content very easily because I always want the Lord to know that I am grateful for whatever it is, right? Because even though comparison can be terrible on both ends, because sometimes I usually compare to keep myself grateful. I'm like, at least I don't have this, at least I don't have that. I try to always be in a place of when bad stuff happens, well, you know what? There's a lesson in this and I'll learn it. So I think I gotten so easily in that mode that when the harvest did come in, I was a little like, wait, is the rug getting ready to be pulled from underneath me? Like, mm-hmm. is this getting ready to...
Upper limit problem.
Yeah, 100% mm-hmm. of upper limit problem. That's why, but, you know, I pushed past it. With us buying this house, this was me pushing past that upper limit problem. Of me being like, because we could have stayed in that other house and been...
I wasn't going to stand at it. Well, yeah, we definitely... At one point, I was like, nah, let's stay. But I was going to end up with assault charges if we stayed in that house.
But, I mean, imagine the expenses for that house compared to the expenses for this house.
Yeah, if we had stayed in that house and then doing what we're doing now, oh.
Just, it would have been... But I am grateful. I'm grateful that I am in a... Back to my more trusting... There have been things that I have trusted the Lord for without mm-hmm. blinking. I trusted yeah. that he would bring me you. And lo and behold, your butt showed up. Now, mm-hmm. I got a little depressed there before you got there because everybody was getting married. And I was like, where is he? And then you showed up. I trusted him when it came to my career. I trusted him when it's come to my health. Trusted him when it's come to my babies. And this is not to say that I'm exempt from heartache. Heartbreak, loss, mourning, all those things are things that everyone has to go through. No one is exempt.
Mm-hmm.
But I am glad, not just because I feel like I'm in a very blessed season of my life. I am glad that I'm now back to the place of, if the Lord gave this idea or this vision or any of these things to me, It will happen. He's been very consistent. Even with the job I lost, that daggone, I've brought it up multiple times, so y'all know what I'm talking about. The show that I had booked and then I was let go of. I knew I was going to book that show. As soon as I saw the script, I said, I don't enjoy the script, but this is my role. So when they passed me up, I was like, this don't make no sense. This is mine. So when they came back to me and hired me, I was like, exactly. That's a lie. I just didn't foresee me getting fired. But still, the Lord was true. He was faithful.
You got to be more clear in what you asked for.
It wasn't me asking. It was me knowing.
Just knowing, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is mine. So, I don't know. I say all that to say that I'm now in a place in life that I don't really know what I didn't think was going to happen. Because I am assured that if I think it's going to happen, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I believe it's going to happen, if I start to paint my life the way I want it to look, it will show up that way.
Yeah, so I'm not. That's what I realized. Surprised. Once I start asking for something, I'm getting it.
I'm getting it. So yeah, I'm excited about.
If it's in the right, you know. You can't just ask for it. Whatever.
So I'm excited about the things that we're getting ready to do. I'm excited about the new content that we're producing for this guy over here. I'm excited to bring back some old content that I had kind of shelved for a little bit. But now that we've saved up in the right places, we can start putting, putting some of the money towards it. And actually doing the shows to the caliber that I know they can be, and that'll make it easier to reach more people and bless more people with the content. So yeah, you know, it's great. That's what it was. Yeah. Finally, Jesus, and then we'll close out the thing that I couldn't remember. You always pick with me off of the stuff that I did. Like Marcus was like, "You gotta quit doing this stand up." I was hosting at Flappers. Getting paid, they only pay $25 a show. 20. He was like, this is not worth it. Why? Why are you doing this?
$25.
This is why. I'm on tour now. Hosting.
Yay. The tour.
This is a skill that I had worked on for 10 years. And now it's coming. And I don't think Kevin's tour is necessarily the pinnacle of why I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I see the other thing yet. But I think there's one more thing coming that I don't see. That I'll be like, now that's why I did that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't do unnecessary things.
You think they unnecessary, then you be like, man, boom, there it is. So, you guys, what is ringing? Did you get it to stop?
It's nothing of mine.
What is ringing?
Marcus's phone upstairs, probably.
Really? Okay, we over here losing our minds. I'm like, well, something is ringing. You guys, thank you so much for watching.
You did a lot of talking that last 15 minutes. Thank God you. Dang. Thank I ain't say it was a good thing.
Okay,
well,
you talk.
Close no, we done. That's not. All right, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. We want to make sure you support our sponsors who, if you support them, you support us. And we greatly appreciate our sponsors. Again, that's Magic Spoon, HelloFresh, and Apostrophe. You can follow Angel at That Chick Angel across all platforms. You can follow me on Facebook at Marcus Saint on the Book, Instagram, Marcus Saint on the Gram. What else?
Patreon.
Media family. Thank y'all. If you're not a part of Patreon, you can join Patreon for the low of $5 a month at
patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I got to say, y'all.
Again, you guys, please you all
talking.
Like, subscribe, share. Subscribe
all of
to Tanksley TV. Subscribe to That Chick Angel TV. Which is that rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely.
Makes
you
us
can
more
find this podcast any and everywhere. So
here, all the places.
All of them. And tell somebody about it.
Tell everybody. In Patreon, y'all stick around. We will tell you all about what's coming up for this guy. So until next Wednesday, you guys be blessed.
Yeah, have a good one, fam.
Bye.